6 o'clock here on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket. This is America's favorite radio station. And you've got the Musers on Friday morning, a very significant date, January 24th. I'm Craig Miller.
I'm George Dunham.
And I'm Gordon Keith. Still here.
It's Ticket Stock Day!
Oh!
Hey, it is Ticket Stock Day!
All right.
And if you're a good, strong P1, you know why this is such a significant date. This is our 20th birthday. In fact, to the minute, 6 o'clock in the morning, 20 years ago, The Ticket signed on the air as the very first and still only all sports radio station in Dallas and Fort Worth. We've been America's favorite station for 20 years. And 20 years ago, right now, this is what it sounded like.
It is 6 a.m. on January 24th, 1994. Good morning and welcome to history. You are listening to the first breaths of the first all sports radio station in Dallas history. You are listening to 1310 AM, which will become known as The Ticket, your ticket inside Dallas-Fort Worth sports. I am Skip Bayless, a.k.a. Dr. Bay, and my show 6 to 9 weekday mornings is called The Wake Up Call. Welcome to The Wake Up Call. I have a promise. You can put this one in 33-inch headlines. We will win our ball game. This station will kick all the other stations' butts. We will kick KLIF's butt. We will kick WBAP's butt and KRLD's butt. We will, because we have the best team in this city. Now, coming up at 9 here on The Ticket, live from Atlanta, is Kurt Menefee. Man, will it be great to have sports talk in this town after 9 a.m. and before 5 p.m. Now, following Kurt here at 11 on The Ticket will be Greg the Hammer Williams and Mike Reiner. You better buckle up for these two. I'm talking about WBAP meets classic rock. Now, at 2 here on The Ticket, prepare to be thoroughly entertained by two KRLD expatriates, Craig Miller and George Dunham. I predict their talents will amaze and amuse a lot of folks in this market. Then at 5 o'clock here on The Ticket, what a coup, or I should say coup, for this station. Chuck Cooperstein has escaped from Philadelphia, and he returns to the slot he should have had at KRLD if anyone over there had half a clue. Now, you can get the poop and the scoop from Coop, who will take you home between 5 and 8. But you know what? The real star of The Ticket, and you're about to find this out here on the Skip Bayless Show, The Wake Up Call, the real star will be you, the caller. This will become your station, boys and girls, your 24-hour source for sports. Come grow with us. Set your dial to 1310 and keep it right there.
Wow. And he went on for 3 more hours and about another year and a half before we pulled the plug on the Skip Bayless Show. But he got us rolling.
Yes, he did.
And, you know, at the time we needed a big name or two, and Skip Bayless was a big name around here. Now, not a lot of people really liked him.
Mm-hmm.
Fewer like him today.
Yeah.
But he did get us rolling, and he was right on his prediction that he put in 33-inch headline print that we did kick all the other stations. But
that's right. You know, I hate it that, like, when we go to the Super Bowl next week, if we see Skip, he'll act like he doesn't see us.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is a part of our history. And I really do appreciate what he did to help get us on the air. Not mm-hmm. only agreeing to be our morning guy, but, you know, the way I remember that, you know, he helped put together a lot of, or at least help out with the financial aspect
yep.
of getting us on the air. And I'll never forget him for that. And, mm-hmm. You know, I hate that he won't come back to stuff like this. And then when we see him next week, he'll just look at us like, well, who are you?
Why does he do that, by the way?
I don't know.
I told you about my one interfacing with him, didn't I?
Yeah.
I was in the press box.
Yeah, we've forgotten it.
For a well, I'll tell you again then.
Anything I was in you the, say, we don't listen to.
In the press box in Buffalo for a Cowboys game in 96. And I didn't work here when Skip was here. And he was chatting with me while we were eating lunch there. And then he asked me, oh, so you work here with somebody in Buffalo? I was like, no, I work at The Ticket in Dallas. And he looked at me. And then he looked down, picked up his plate and his cup, and he got up and he left the table immediately. Never have spoken to the man since.
So weird.
See, I think it's because he was fired here.
Yeah.
And he still, 20 years later, harbors that ill will towards the ticket for firing him. He's never let it go.
Hmm. How was that decision made? I don't remember how that happened.
We didn't fire him, though. I mean, you know.
Okay, that was made by the laddie.
Wasn't it when that first sale went through, too, he lost some of his financial clout in the place?
Maybe.
I think that's what part of it was.
He lost it when the laddie got here.
Yeah.
Laddie, it's time.
Yeah.
He wasn't the best team player, Skip.
No, he wasn't. He talked to us basically once, and it was like 5 days before we went on the air, and it was kind of a pep talk where he got in the middle of the huddle and told everybody, okay, we can do this, you know, just be yourselves and what. And then we really never heard from him again.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be so hard on the ticket.
No.
He had a nice parting gift. He took a secretary with him.
That's true. He did. All right, so that is one of the many great moments. That was our birth. That was when we shot out the birth canal and we started to broadcast all sports to the Metroplex.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go over the 20 greatest moments in ticket history starting at noon today at Ticketstock. And again, if you don't know by now, you should. And we hope to see you in the place this weekend. It is our 20th birthday party held in conjunction with Ticketstock 2014, which is presented by O'Reilly Auto Parts and Bud Light. Dallas Convention Center, it starts at noon today. And the plan is today, all day, roundtables from noon until 7 o'clock, and we count down the 20 greatest moments in ticket history. And tomorrow, we have roundtables all day long, and then the Ticket Time Wasters tomorrow night, that's Saturday night, to close down the festivities. And, of course, we're going to have some of the greats from 1994 signing free autographs this weekend at Ticketstock, including Pudge Rodriguez, Michael Irvin, Mike Modano, and Jim Jackson. We are going to have all sorts of stuff. We were in the room last night, sorts of entertainment, interactive booths, boats, cars, huge buses. Jerry's bus is going to be down there. Mm-hmm. We've got a ticket museum. We had our Time Wasters practice last night at the convention center up on the big stage, and ticket stock's going to blow you away this year.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. I think we're going to have more interactive booths this year than we've ever had.
Mm-hmm. Interactive what?
Booths.
Keep in mind, it's the Dallas Convention Center, so you got to get down there a little early to find some parking. They've got a lot of big parking garages down there. Maybe you can nab a spot on the street, but be prepared to maybe hunt a little bit for a parking spot because it's a massive place, and we are in Area D. The Convention Center, you can walk around there for an hour, and Cash Saroy and I did last night. We got lost. We got trapped in some volleyball exhibition.
Yeah. Hmm.
Ended up having to play, and we won our bracket.
Hey, but, way to go.
We're in Area D. There are a lot of areas of the convention center. Ticket stock, Area D. Complete details at theticket.com.